And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Baltimore, there was a ship that hit the bridge, and everyone is aware of this. And for those of you that are not aware of this, I'm not sure why you wouldn't be. But thank you so much for tuning in. Now, we're going to talk about this, and this happened just, like a day or two ago. And when everyone was looking at it, everybody was looking at it. And when I first saw it, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm thinking accident. And the first thing when I saw it on X, and they were posting on there. And I said, this happened because of DEI, you know, because think about it. We've had airplanes in the sky, the window pop out, the door opens up. There's been issues with the wheels, the landing gear. It's been constant stuff, trail derailments. We've had fires just popping up, and it's because of DEI. That's what I said. And a lot of other people started calling it DEI as well. I don't know if I'm the first one to say that, but some other people were saying it. And actually, some people were posting it talking about DEI, and it went viral. And of course, you have these fact checkers, per se. They got on there and said, this has nothing to do with DEI, has nothing to do with it. But they really don't know if it does or not, because there was no investigation that came out. See, I'm just putting it out there because what's been happening is a result of DEI. Pete Buttigieg, he's the transportation. He's over the transportation. And the only reason why he's there is because of his lifestyle. They were calling him Pothole Pete. He couldn't even fix the potholes in his own city when he was over that. And then they put him over this, the transportation, and look what's happening. It's been going downhill ever since. And again, the only reason why I believe they put him in that position is because of his lifestyle. Now, I want to play something for you, because without all of the evidence coming out, the government state media automatically came out and said that it was just an accident. Nothing to see here, just an accident. And when the government state media runs out there before they even look at it, doing any kind of investigation, and they tell you one thing, it's more than likely the other. It's more than likely the opposite. Why do they do that? They tried to get ahead of it. They tried to get ahead of the game before people came out there and started questioning what was happening. So then they can just put it out there and say, no, that's not a conspiracy. There's no cyber attacks. None of that took place. This is all geared towards just an accident. But listen to how they put this report together. Watch
this. It's the middle of the night on Tuesday, March 26 in Baltimore, Maryland. A Singapore flag cargo ship called Dolly leaves the Baltimore harbor around 1 a.m. local time. The ship's tracking data shows it's just 20 minutes into its journey to Sri Lanka when it collides with a support column, sending the Francis Scott Key Bridge into the Patapsco River. The bridge was built out of steel and opened in 1977. It was 1.6 miles long and had 185 feet of clearance.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge is primarily an arch bridge, and more specifically is a truss arch. And the truss refers to sort of the triangular steel members that you can see along the arch. These are one of the strongest self-supporting shapes or structures that you can build.
The bridge is part of Interstate 695, one of the main highways that forms the Beltway of Baltimore. According to the Maryland Transportation Authority, the bridge carried more than 12.4 million passenger vehicles in 2023. According to local authorities, the bridge was undergoing maintenance that evening, but it was still open to traffic. It's around 1:23 a.m. according to this timestamp from this livestream camera, which captures the cargo ship as it heads towards the bridge. 1:24 a.m., the lights on board the ship appear to go dark. The lights turn back on. 1:26 a.m., the lights appear to go out again as the ship approaches the underpass. The ship's tracking data shows Dolly's track as it approached, and then it seemed to change directions, veering slightly to the right before hitting the bridge. Questions still remain why the ship hit the bridge. According to Maryland Governor Wes Moore, moments before impact, the vessel issued a mayday call to the Maryland Department of Transportation, telling them the ship had lost power. That moment also captured via the ship's tracking data. 1:27 a.m., the Maryland Transportation Unit dispatchers call on local units to stop bridge traffic.
Any one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering.
a car can still be seen driving overhead. According to the governor, the Mayday call gave authorities just enough time to stop traffic from crossing the bridge. Around 1:28 a.m., the live stream shows the cargo ship collides with one of the bridge's support columns.
The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
When key parts of the bridge or key members begin to be compromised, it then leads to a subsequent compromising of the entire structure. When you had one fall in that main span, if you look closely at the video, you'll see parts of the deck on the other side of the still very much intact support also collapse.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
So this happened yesterday, right? Yesterday morning. I guess by this afternoon, without them even doing an investigation, without them even looking into all the details, they come out and they tell everyone that there's no terrorist attack. It's just a blatant accident. Again, when they come out that quick, I question it. And I think we should be able to question it. Don't you think we should be able to question this? Think about it like this. If you go on Facebook, if you go on YouTube, and you suggest that it was probably a cyber attack, the ship got hacked, and if they start removing that content, you're pretty much on the money that it was a cyber attack. Because it would not surprise me if the federal government reached out to the big tech companies. They probably already have. I'm pretty sure they have. They reach out to the big tech companies and said, for anyone who says that this was a cyber attack, you need to remove the content. You need to remove that group of people. You understand what I'm saying? I'm willing to bet that that's probably already happening. Same day. There's no evidence. What is the evidence? How much time did they take to look it up? I'm questioning it. Look at this. This was it right here. And the lights are going in and out of the ship before it hits it. You see, it's blinking. And then there's been one report saying that they were all asleep. And because it's all automated, it drives out, automation takes them out, and they're doing this. So if they're all asleep, how were they able to do a mayday, mayday, mayday?
And it's such a weird turn, right?
It's a pretty sharp turn,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, it looks like it intently almost goes into that beam.
It kind of did.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's questionable now that people are bringing up, you know, some reasons why somebody might want to do a terrorist act along this river and take that bridge out. It's basically a huge hub on the east coast.
Exactly. So, and to my understanding, this is one of the ports that transports so many goods.
A lot of hazardous materials. In fact, this
a
one.
A lot of hazard materials are transported over there. No trains, right. Like Joe Biden said. There's no train rail up there. There's no train track up there. Right? But what is this going to do? This is going, because this has been cut off, it's going to cause the price of goods to go through the roof. I'm already seeing it happen. It's already happening. I think personally, this could be part of the black swan that people have been talking about. This could be part of it. Let me ask you this. Did you see the movie Leave the World Behind? In the very beginning of that movie, well, it's somewhat in the beginning, the first 10, 15 minutes or so in the movie, the couple that were in the big city, and they want to go on vacation, just out the whim, out the blue. Let's just go on vacation. Let's just drop everything, go on vacation. So they're like, okay, let's just go. So they went on vacation, and they're like hanging out on this beach. And they see a ship out in the water. And the ship is getting slightly bigger. And then people started just staring at it, just because I think it was the daughter in the movie. She's just like looking. And she sees the ship getting bigger and bigger. And they said, is the ship getting bigger? What's going on? And they said, oh, it's just, you know, doing its thing. But then it's getting bigger and bigger to the point to where the ship just beaches itself. Everyone had to run because it was one of those huge, like this, cargo ships coming in. And it beached itself. Why? Because all the navigation systems went out because the systems got hacked. Then this happens. Now, look, I'm not saying this is the exact same thing, but we get to question it, right? We have every right to question what is happening, which brings me to this. Listen to what she's saying about the hacking of China in the United States of America.
Okay, I want to go. You just had this big thing with the FBI talking about what the Chinese Communist Party's cyber hacking unit that they've been monitoring for 10 years, and now they're saying it's out of control. Are your sources telling you that they feel that there's enough information out there that it is a cyber attack, and is it a state actor or non-state actors?
100%, yes. They are saying that this is a cyber attack. You didn't have a terrorist group board the ship and commandeer it and take it over. You had somebody hack into the systems on board the ship, the GPS system, and reroute that ship. They did it in the middle of the night because they didn't want the crew to be awake. They didn't want everybody to be on full high alert. They wanted everybody to be asleep and you trying to wake people up and rouse people. Because when I spoke to one individual let's just say he worked in Baltimore for many, many years and was there when that bridge was opened. He knew when he looked at the security camera video of the harbor, the long version, the 7 minutes, he knew from the start of that video when he looked at that ship that it was not in the channel. You need to be in the channel to make that turn, to have any chance of making that turn. So now you're traveling. That is a river that flows pretty quickly, Steve, even under normal circumstances. Right. And at a certain point, you're committed. That ship is heavy. The load is heavy. The water flowing at a certain speed. You've got very little room to maneuver. So at a certain point, there was absolutely nothing that they could do to stop that ship from the course that it was on because they were not in control of it. And they had all of these other factors coming into play. So when terrorism and counterterrorism experts look at this, when people who know critical infrastructure, there's a number of different people that I've spoken to, cyber people, when they look at it, they know exactly what they're looking at. And so it's extraordinary that anybody could come out now when they haven't had time to do an investigation, I know for a fact that they're getting people inside their agencies that are telling them what they're telling me, and they're making public statements that completely contradict what anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it, and I don't just mean the physical terrain, I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I've talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify, if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack, how would you do it? They were the people that came up with the term death by a thousand cuts. And what you're looking at now is exactly what they feared terrorist groups would do to really exploit the advantage that they had after 9/11. Because you are bringing the United States to its knees step by step from within.
That's exactly what we're seeing. They're bringing the United States of America to its knees. And you know what? It's not even just this. Remember the XL pipeline? Remember that? The XL pipeline got shut down. Remember that? The XL pipeline got shut down. It got hacked. It was held for ransom. You remember that? Joe Biden, under Joe Biden's regime, they are going to do something before November gets here. We know this. You know this. You need to get ready. Prepare. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.